Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Jesus Plus Therapists. Our community partners this week are Man-to-Man Counseling Services and Woman-to-Woman Singles Moms Ministry. Check them out on all social media platforms. And hey, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment, rate, and hit that notification button on all your podcast platforms for Jesus Plus Therapy Sis.
Hey, we're back with another episode. We missed last week,
so y'all missed us. We missed y'all.
Child, these schedules,
this self-care, listen,
that post,
she had a schedule, but I had self-care on top of engagements, on top of life, on top of, I need my mind right, my God. Listen.
It was a busy week last week.
It was. I had engagements back to back.
It was a lot. Child, you text me and was like, listen, we're going to have to do it another day. And I was just like, cool, because we need to do it another day.
Listen, y'all, how would y'all feel if we just do this every other week? That's not God. God didn't tell us that. God said we can.
I was finna say, yeah, let's do it. Because I promise you, I came home, and the fact that I did not have anything to do blessed me. It blessed me. But I just got a feeling if we slack up,
you already know. I don't know about y'all, but you know, that's how the enemy come in. He be like, oh, you did good. You did a whole year, right? Like, we did this whole celebration where we did this whole year. We did a whole season. We about to end season two in a minute. And God, like, let me see what y'all gonna do next. Are you gonna be faithful in the second part? Or are you just gonna be okay with the hype you had in the first part? And this is how we work, y'all. That's how some believers work. They be hyped when God performed the big miracles. But then when he stopped performing the big miracles and he just beat, we be like, God, where you at? Why you ain't come through? I almost said something. He came through. He did some big things, but now that he's done the big things, he's won your trust. Can you come back and just trust him? You know what he capable of doing. you know he'll do it. Like, I just feel like that's how we have to be. We can't just be so caught up in the fact that we completed one season and be like, ooh, we did it. We got a little audience. We international. Got a couple of numbers in other places. And that's it. Like, we got to be consistent because we don't know what doors is going to open. We don't know. All we know is that being obedient requires a sacrifice that sometimes feels uncomfortable. That part.
I'm so glad you said that, because this week I was in a course. And one of the gentlemen in this course said, all giving isn't sacrifice. Sacrifice means you feel it. Mm. And literally, that thing blew my mind to smithereens, because many times we think that if we're giving, we're sacrificing. But literally, you're not sacrificing unless it actually hurts. And honey, recording is your podcast.
It is a sacrifice. But listen, it's a sacrifice. We enjoy it, y'all. And we see the fruits of our sacrifice, and we enjoy every bit of the fruit. And we understand that God is continually opening doors for us. And we'll explore. I see all these people, the podcast, and they got little advertisements on IG and Facebook. And I be thinking, we ain't ready for that. We ain't ready. But we know word of mouth is just as great as any advertising with IG
it is.
Or anything else. So We excited because we have other platforms, y'all. Do y'all know that? Do y'all know? We have other platforms that we have a sober specialist in the house who is the movement of sober chicks.
Yes.
The sober chick movement. She's a sober specialist. A sober specialist. So, I mean, she be calling me licensed professional counselor. I'm going to call her the sober fish.
That's what she, you know, it's a lot going on in this first quarter. This has been an adjustment period in itself, just adjusting to my hectic schedule. Because not only do I do this, but I also work full time. I'm a mom full time. And I have other endeavors that I am involved in, and it has been taxing.
What's your other endeavors you just shared with me? So what's the new partnership you just talked about?
Yeah, so I'm collaborating with a local nonprofit organization, and it's called Woman to Woman Single Moms Ministry. And I'm very excited about this partnership because I believe that it is God ordained. I was praying, or have been praying for a while, for a way to meet more women and get connected in the city of Huntsville where I reside, because I reside where the money resides. Anyway, so
the money reside, where the money reside, where the money reside. Hey.
And I hopped out the trunk when I said it. Listen, I have been praying for a way to penetrate the city of Huntsville. And I just kept praying about it. And then one day, the Lord invited me to share on this particular platform, and I was invited back, and then it developed a relationship. And so now I've been invited to sit on their leadership team and serve. And so it's been very, very exciting to be in their community and learn, you know, from the women and the ladies. And I'm excited to see what happens in the future. We're currently collaborating with a book club, and those of you who want to join, you can always connect with me on social media, and I'll send you the details. But we start our first virtual book club meeting on Saturday, and I'm excited about it. We're reading Auntie Tab's book, Feeding the Soul, because it's my business. Okay, like that. And we're just gathering women from all walks of life, and we're going to read this book together and just grow together in community. And so that's one of my latest endeavors.
And how can the people connect with you? What's your social media handles, please? And thank you.
Well, they can always follow the ministry page. And that's on Instagram. It's at the Sober Chicks Movement. That's SOBERCHICS Movement. If they want to follow me personally, they can follow me on Instagram at I am the Sober Soul. And you can always find me on Facebook, Cynthia D. Like David Cooper. So I am very much will accept you and follow back.
He's so extra.
I know, right?
So extra. So that's awesome. I'm excited for you for all that. How God is just answering prayers and making space and making ways for you. Hallelujah.
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 Honey, will the prayers of the righteous, huh?
Willie, Willie.
Ah,
So tonight we're talking about connections. Connections in the ministry, connections in the kingdom, connections in the marketplace. So we just talked about a marketplace connection that is also a kingdom connection, right? So the reason I want to talk about this because I'm realizing a lot of times people, there is an anxiety that can take place when there's not a kingdom connection. So you've been raised to be a believer. You've always been a believer, always went to church, and you move away from home, you move away from family, you move away from what you're used to knowing into this new city, into this new space, into this new home, into this new area. And you're looking for a church home. You're looking and seeking out that same experience you had at home in this new space, and you can't find it. And eventually there's an anxiety that takes over. So tonight I really want to talk about the importance of community connections and networking, kingdom and marketplace. What you think?
I do believe that we have to create a culture where we actually make ourselves or allow ourselves to be open to community, open to the idea of community. And community comes in many forms. It's not just limited to the church. I know most people feel more comfortable by joining a church and, you know, gaining that community that way. But there's also other means to create community. I realized today that I have women connected to me from all walks of life, literally from professional women to just moms, single moms, married moms, women all over the place, and they come from all walks of life. They're different colors, come from different cultures, different nationalities, but we all have common, we can come together on the common ground, meaning we're all women. And I've noticed that a lot of people in general aren't open to community. They say they want it, but it's kind of like a lot of things. We talk a great deal about what we want, but we're not willing to put in the work or be open or have an open mindset to receive those things when it comes. And so I think that God has a way of placing people in our lives, but we have to be in a place to receive them. Just because they don't come the way you thought they should come, then that don't mean that they're not, you know, God sent, or they don't have, or they can't bring something of value into your life. That's good.
That is good. How do you feel like community works for anyone? Like, how do I get over the anxiety of not having a community in order to form that new community?
You got to lose your I was going to say, you got to lose your mind. No, you have to lose your mindset, especially around the ideas of maybe people who have, you know, treated you wrong in the past. Most of the times we don't accept community or the idea surrounding around community because of past relationships, past hurts, past traumas. We've been hurt before, so we don't receive someone new when they come. So I say you have to change your mindset around meeting new people. You got to. In order to receive what God has for you, you have to change how you feel about meeting new people.
You know, my pastor said something in his message when we were talking about feelings. He said, you have to stop allowing your past to infect the effects of your future.
That's good.
And so simply stated, the infections of your past cannot be the sole judges or key steps on how you navigate in your present and in your future. And so I think a way for you to have an established healthy community is to deal with the infections of your past and allow yourself that space to acknowledge the fact that you've been infected. And it's okay that you've been affected, and it's okay that you've been affected by your community.
I think, too, to add to that, a B clause is when you're dealing with, you have to be upfront and deal with the infection. I think that you have to be also vulnerable, you know, to communicate that to those people who are entering into your life. Simple saying, this is a trigger for me, or I've been hurt in this area before, so this makes it harder for me to receive new people into my circle, into my life. And then too, if you're able to communicate that, then the new person grows closer in connection to you because they're able to see you from a different light. They're able to be more sensitive to their area, or they can speak to the core of the issue and bring even greater healing to that infection.
Or they can, maybe that you don't know that you've been infected, right? Mm-hmm. That's another thing that you have to be aware of. You may not know that you've been affected by something that's community related. You may think it's, I just don't get along with women because, you know, they miss it. Not realizing that a woman infected you with mist, or there was a situation that infected you, and you've literally categorized all women into this community of being messy instead of realizing it was just that one moment.
Right. And sometimes I'm realizing in coming into connection with women, it's not, some of them have not been. I'm just gonna say infected. Some of them have not been like personally infected. They've been in relation with someone who was personally infected, and they by default took on
the infection.
Onto themselves. Well, so just because you saw sis get hurt in that way, you think you gonna get hurt in that way.
Well, it sounds like contamination.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sense of contamination. Okay. How do we get to a place where we hear from space so we can have healthy community? But what if I've never seen a healthy community ever in my life? What if my communities have always been some form of toxicity? How do I get beyond that toxicity and heal to become healthy? How do I pursue healthy communities?
You remove yourself from the unhealthy environment. So, and this is how I think about it, and you can add to it if you like, but you have to find a new playground and new playmates. You have to remove yourself from the toxicity and then find a new environment to create what you desire. Sometimes you have to come out to go in. You have to come out of the rejection. You got to come out of the abandonment. That's where dealing with the infection takes place. But then once you deal with it and you uncover it, then you got to make a conscious decision to come out. And I think most of us, once we uncover it, because we're afraid of what newness looks like. There is a fear there. And so we stay in the environment because it's comfortable. It's something that we're used to. We're used to these relationships. We know how these people are going to treat us. We know, you know, the inner workings of that particular group. So I can deal with so-and-so being the way that they are because they've always been this way to me. I don't know such and such. And so I think the best thing would be to remove yourself from the environment. All isolation is not bad isolation. And so we have to remember that when we're removing ourselves from these old playmates and playgrounds and give ourselves time to isolate, to heal, to decompress, and then be open to the new playmate, new playground, new space, new place.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that is definitely something we have to be open to. And that's why you're the sober expert. Because you literally just gave the process of what sobriety looks like. And it is. The first thing we tell a person who's addicted to something, we tell them you got to change playmates, playgrounds, and playbooks, right? Those things, you got to change those things in order to get to the result of newness. So, yeah, that's why you're the sober expert. What's some tips we want to leave our listeners when it comes to creating that culture of community?
One is be open. Be open. You never know how the Lord will send a person with exactly what you need, but because you're so closed off and hurt, you're not in a place to receive it, and so you miss out. And then two, I say be open because there's a lot of different ministries that are forming. There are a lot of different groups that are out there that offer safe spaces for community, especially godly community. It's some great people out here, I'm finding, but a lot of people just don't partake, they don't come out, they don't participate, like they just don't. And I just feel like the more that you're willing to get out there and try things, the more people you will be willing to, or the more people you will come into connection with. And I just feel like in this season that God is blessing partnerships. You're going to be able, I just feel like that we're going to be able to do more by joining forces. And so I believe that people are missing out when they don't participate. Like it's plenty of women groups out there that are developing, but there is a lack of participation. Even the Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so we have to take that into consideration that, yes, there's a plethora of things out there and our communities are growing, but are we really partaking in what's out there? It's more to life than just concerts. It's more to life than just church. It's more to life than bars and clubs. Like there's gotta be something else that sparks your interest that you'd be willing to try. And so I think we just got to be open to trying some stuff. Like, y'all, oh, Lord, I was about to go out there. I'm going to say it. Y'all get on my nerves. Don't be want to do nothing. Just sit there and complain about what somebody else doing. How about you go and help that person?
Yeah.
I'm off my soapbox.
Are you really?
That's the visionary in me getting frustrated. Let me back up off that thing. Go find it. Woo, it burns me up to plan something and don't nobody show. And I know I didn't invest in my dollars because I be working hard for the money, huh? Oh. But that's neither here nor there. Bring it back here.
Woofah, baby, woofah. Listen, there is a scripture in the Bible that we probably use for marriages, and y'all heard me say this. It is a scripture I stick by, Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. For two are better than one. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how there are plenty of times in the Bible where God talks about the culture of community. Two are better than one. If there are two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Two cannot walk together unless they agree. He never says one.
Mm-hmm.
There's no single, everything about him and relationship requires at least two.
Yes.
It requires at least two. So the culture of community is not a option. It's a commandment.
That's good.
And so I think a lot of times what we do is we think culture of community, well, we think community is an option. When reality is a commandment, and to not engage in community is an area of delayed or knowing disobedience.
Mm.
So we see him asking God, you're doing everything else that you see in the Bible but community. You're doing everything else but connection. You're doing everything else but discipleship. Jesus, if we're to model ourselves model ourselves after Jesus, Jesus was nothing but the culture of community.
Mm-hmm.
He was the most ultimate culture of community, and we know that he was all man and all God at the same time, and he demonstrated everything that we would be able to go through. So if Jesus had to go through the relationships, the ups and the downs, the ins and outs of community, how much greater are you that you feel like you don't have to go through those things? Judas was Jesus's, I don't want to even say nemesis. If without a Judas, without the community of Judas, without community, Jesus would have never engaged with a Judas. And Judas was the one who actually got Jesus to the cross. It wasn't Peter, it wasn't James, and it wasn't John. It was Judas that got Jesus to the cross. But Judas could not do his assignment without the community of the 12.
That's good.
So community is necessary. Even in betrayal, community gets you to your next level.
That's good.
So you have
even Judas was a part of the purpose.
Right. And he completed his assignment. And we've talked about this before. And as Easter comes up, we'll definitely dive into some mission versions of Easter and how we see it from the mission side, right? But, and as we get ready to celebrate that process, you know, we want to be intentional in that space of what it looks like for someone. And so what we want to say is the community of Christ created his namesake.
Mm.
Because think about it, it wasn't until if he hadn't built the community after he was gone, who was going to take on the legacy?
That's good.
Who was going to take on the legacy? Nobody took on the legacy but the community. And that community created communities, and that community created more communities. So there's a multiplication that comes with communities.
That's good.
So communities are never necessary in order for you to see the multiplication of your own personal fruit. And I can say that because me and Sint wouldn't be on this podcast had it not been the community that I created over 20 years ago.
Child, she was adamant, honey. And I ain't even want no community, okay? Leave me by myself on my island, okay? But she was adamant, honey. Get you some community that's adamant.
That part.
That don't give up.
You want community that won't drop you.
Yeah. Just oh.
You said no.
Holy Ghost. That'll preach. That'll preach right there.
Even if they're not perfect.
Oh.
That's good. Because many times we think that, especially in the church, honey, they think, well, people come and they, you know, come to the church and they think that believers, Christians have it all put together, honey. And that is a lie.
Ladies.
From the pits in the creases and the crevices of hell. That is a lie. We do not have it together. We just like you. The only difference is we got a Bible. And y'all still got to go to Barnes & Noble and get y'all's. That's the difference.
You're so silly.
That's the truth.
Listen, the only difference between a believer and unbeliever is grace.
That's it. We've accepted the grace.
Salvation. Donna McClurkin said it best. We are just a sinner who decided to get back up. That's grace. So you want a community that's flawed, not flawless.
Ooh. That's good.
You want a community that's flawed, not flawless. You have a flawless community. Where does God fit in? Where does God fit in if your community is flawed? Because where does he have, where is the room to grow? Where is the room to seek? Where is the room to experience? Where is the room to find him? I mean, there's no room. And so you have to be aware. You should be looking for a vulnerable community. A community that doesn't mind you seeing mind being naked before you or mind being in the space.
That's my motto. Because if I get naked, so you can undress, huh?
Well.
And you want somebody in your community like that.
Because Cynthia has seen me make plenty of times, okay? So many times, I think I lost time. She has to.
Sure.
You want somebody who you can be comfortably naked with. That you're not, that the thoughts in your head is now, ooh, if I say this, what they gonna think? If I tell them I'm struggling with porn addiction, what they gonna think about?
Right.
You want a community that's going to understand the power of confidentiality.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Not only do I need you to be flawed, not only do I need you to be naked, but I need you to be in a place of being my safe. Going back to Ephesians 9 and 12, it says, if one falls, there is one to catch the other. It's not just talking about a physical fall, but if one decides to sin intentionally.
It's the intentional for me.
If one decides to sin intentionally, then there is someone to cover me in prayer. Even in my intentional state, I love when Noah gets off this ark and the rain has dried up and his family has made it to the ground. Noah gets drunk. They say he was so drunk, he was naked. That means Noah got drunk and stripped. Okay? And he in his tent open, he drunk. Mosquitoes probably biting them. I don't know. Okay. And his grandson, and some versions say grandson and son, and other versions say son, comes and starts to brag at the fact that he found Noah drunk and naked in his tent to the other brothers.
Yep. That's Bible.
And instead of them rushing to be exposed and make fun of and join in the nakedness, they turn their backs and cover the tent and keep guard over Noah until he sobers up. And when Noah sobers up, he's aware of what has taken place by the other son, what the other son has said about him. And that son becomes a servant to the other brothers. That was his curse.
he becomes a servant to the other brothers. What am I saying? What does that have to do with anything but the culture of community? You need someone who's not willing to gossip about you, but when they hear the gossip about you, they're willing to cover you and not talk about you.
That's a
say again for the people in the bite.
You need people who, when they hear the gossip, they're not entertaining the gossip. They're not confronting you with the gossip. They come and cover you in the midst of the gossip.
Yes.
And they tell you who they got the gossip from. Not to be messy, but so you can know who can't cover you.
That's a fact.
You have to be aware.
Yes, many of us think these people out here covering us and they're coveting the positions and the spaces and the places that we operate in. But the key is to discern. You got to be discerning in who you connect yourself with. Because game, no game. This is my favorite thing. Game, no game. Like spirit, no spirit.
That's
y'all can take that to the bank and cash it. And tag, I am the sober soul. But that's the truth. Game, no game. Like spirit, no spirit. And many people, you know, they connect with you to gain entrance to different spaces and platforms and arenas with illegitimate motives, but you have to be discerning in who you connect yourself to. You got to be.
So in summarization, we are saying two things. Get you somebody to be connected to. Create a culture of community. But be wise on how you create the foundation.
That's good.
Your foundation is definitely necessary in order for you to continue to build something great that's kingdom bound. So I know we talked about women a lot, but brothers, this definitely pertains to you because I think you all are quick to be providers of opinions, but lack the ability to be receivers of wisdom. So be in the area that you're receiving the wisdom by growing a healthy community. Yes. Know who's going to pull on you, who's going to be able to call you out and tell you about yourself. And you may get upset, you may get frustrated, but I need you to understand that it is definitely necessary for you to get to your next level. Hey, before we go, I have two slots left of soul sessions. So what's a soul session? A soul session is a free therapeutic group counseling session. It's happening April the 8th, 2022 at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in order for you to sign up, you have to fill out a confidentiality form and you have to fill out some information. If you are interested, please check our description or go to Jesus Plus the plus sign Therapy Sis on Facebook. And the link for the form is on there. I want you all to be a part of this awesome experience. It's a 1-hour group therapy session. I only have two slots left. So, and then, hey, if the slots are not there, if it's not complete, we'll put you on the waiting list for when we do it again. I usually do it in the fall, but God has really poured on my heart to do it this next quarter. So get ready. If you would like to be a part, information is in the description, the podcast description. And also you can go to Jesus Plus, the number sign plus Therapy Sis on Facebook.
And that's all we got. So listen, we know y'all missed us last week, and we're going to continue to be consistent and obedient through our sacrifice of showing up. And all we ask is that you do the same. Keep showing up. God is ready to use you in the culture of community. We'll talk to y'all soon. See you next week. Bye. Peace.